Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's energy emissions, they're down 16% since 2018, even as the population has grown. But a new SEAI report warns progress is far too slow. To meet 2030 climate targets, emissions cuts must now more than double, with transport and energy infrastructure under particular pressure. I'm joined now by Margie McCarthy, Director of Research and Policy Insights at the SEAI, for more on this. And I suppose, look, a mixed bag in this report, it seems, that emissions overall down 2.7%, but our oil and gas consumption is up to 3%. So a bit of a mixed picture.
That's right, Sean. Good morning. Look, the report we published today, Energy in Ireland, is an annual report that the SEAI publishes. And we've been looking at this data for over 20 years. I think that's really important now that we're in the middle of the decade between 2020 and 2030, because the report tells us how we're using our energy, where we're using it in our homes and businesses, and whether we're using that energy met by fossil fuels or renewables. And that allows us to look at emissions, like you said. And this halfway point in the decade is important because Ireland has made commitments to our carbon budgets, for example. As I'm sure people listening will know, we have a certain amount of carbon we can emit. And if we overspend 1 year, we have to watch the budget in future years. And as you said, it's a mixed bag because today we're seeing that we have actually managed to reduce our emissions by 16% against the baseline year for the carbon budget. So that's good. Like you said, we've had population growth of 10% and increased electricity demand, plus a really good growing economy. So it does show us that we can achieve reductions when we have a good mix of policy and investment, but also people playing their part and acting and doing this together.
Yeah, I suppose it's the pace of that, and particularly now when we're seeing, for example, the EU roll back on car emission targets, when we're seeing what's happening in the US. Is that policy point going to become more difficult now, do you think, in future years, particularly when the CEO of the SEAI is saying we still haven't broken that link with fossil fuels in a meaningful way?
Yeah, look, everything that we can possibly do to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels is very important. Like you said, in transport, we do have in this year a record year for EVs. We've managed to surpass the target for EVs for this year. But as this report that we published today is showing us, we still have an increase in private car and HGV use on our roads, and that is a concern. So while we've seen a significant shift from private car use to active travel with infrastructure like rollout of cycleways and things like the welcome announcement around Metrolink, for example, we really have to do absolutely everything we can to support as many people who can move out of cars, whether that's to cycling and walking or on public transport, and moving that any of the vehicle travel that has to happen then to electrification. Like, that's super important for us to go in that direction.
Okay, Margie McCarthy, Director of Research and Policy Insights at the SEAI. Sorry, we're just bang out of time there, but interesting, fascinating report if people want to have a look on the News Talk website for the details of it, because there's some pretty stark figures.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.